dialect of Elsdon, Northumberland. Simy Telfer, a native, a shepherd aged 64, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis on the 21st of March 1953.
About 150 years ago, there was a man come out of the town with a curry and two women folk, and they meant to come over Baleson, and they went over into the woodside to a place called the Rare, where there's an old woman kept the shop. That was to be their journey. But they stopped halfway on the hill at a stale. That's a round place on the hill where the sheep gone in for shelter. And there was a haired laddie. He looked through a hole in the Rare, and they saw him and the cuddy, two women folk. They were having their dinner, mutton, and he cut it to a great big gully, great slices off, and he sang away to the woman folk all the time, and he's sitting, and the laddie threw the hole away. He could tell the nails in his baits, and he ran away him, the laddie, and he told what he'd seen, and these tinkles, they went off right over Billsmore and into the woodside, and they broke into this poor red buddy's shop, and robbed her, knocked her senseless, and they came so far away, and the two women folk assist him, gone back and fed her. So they went straight back, he went straight back and just killed her. And they come back at the same journey as they went with the cuddy, and they, at a place called the Whitleys in the Meadowfield there, they left some of the stuff that they'd robbed at the shop, tea and sugar and bundles and things, and they made off, straight out. So, of course, the old woman was found murdered, and they got the constable, the local constable. He was a special constable, and he lived at Ling's Hill, and they got him born. And he got together his forces, and they made off, and they tracked him all the way. He was one of the, what they called the fire gang, this fella. They got him Winter. And they tracked him all the way, and they got him in a wood somewhere, about Throckley or somewhere there on the banks of the Tyne. And, of course, he was... the woman folk then had split. But they did get them eventually, and they took him up to court, of course, and got his evidence. They got the evidence against him, and they had him hanged at Newcastle. And they brought the body out and hung up 3 miles out of Elsdon on the hilltop in the view of the Rare. Mm-hmm. And they hung him up there, they strung him up, and his body rotted, you see, and then they gathered the bones together and put them in a tarry sack and hung up. Mm. And after that, of course, when it fell again, they got a wooden head and hung up. And they got hold of the woman and all, but I'm not just sure at the time whether the woman was hanged or not. But never mind, they got them all right. Mm. That was about 150 years or something like that.
And the gibbet's still there?
The gibbet's still there with the wooden head hanging on it. And it's eerie. Of course, every time, if it's rot or anything, they replace, but there's a lot of the shutters that comes with shut the boards as a puppet with a gun, you know. Mm. But I know there was one shot to pieces, and I think Sir Charles Trevelyan renewed it. It's on his ground. Mm.